Hello, you are listening to The Print Pod, and I'm Kritika Sharma, Associate Editor with The Print. I write on education and other policy issues. In this edition of The Print Pod, I'll tell you why India would see more engineering colleges opening up in near future. The Apex Technical Education Regulator, All India Council for Technical Education or AICTE on Thursday lifted the moratorium on new engineering colleges that was put in place in 2020-21 due to decreasing demand for engineering seats. New engineering colleges, including the ones starting courses in core branches like mechanical, civil, and electrical engineering, will be allowed from the academic year 23-24 onwards. The AICTE decided to lift the moratorium on the recommendations of an expert committee led by IIT Hyderabad Board of Governors Chairman PVR Mohan Reddy, on whose suggestion the ban had been put in the first place. According to data from AICTE, total intake in engineering colleges had declined from 26.95 lakh seats in 2012-13 to 23.66 lakh seats in 2021-22. Kumar added that the council has asked colleges that they should have at least one branch in emerging areas like artificial intelligence and machine learning if they have three core engineering branches like mechanical and civil on offer in their institutes. He also said that the council had noted that the quality of graduates coming out of engineering colleges had improved. In other significant changes, the council has relaxed land norms for the institutions, asking for greater focus on the built-up area so that institutions can offer multidisciplinary programs. The space area requirement for colleges has been reduced because of the inclusion of online learning. Now that students are allowed to do up to 40% of courses online, the requirement for rooms has been reduced. Core engineering branches suggested in the AICTE handbook are agriculture engineering, automobile engineering, chemical engineering, civil engineering, and others. Emerging area courses include microelectronics and VLSI, smart mobility, transportation, highway engineering, renewable energy, climate change, 5G, etc. This is all I have for you in this edition of The Print Pod. Do log on to our website to read our stories and tune in for another edition of The Print Pod.